Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. All roads that were closed by flooding last week in Chickasaw County have been reopened. Following rains August 17th and 18th, totaling well over 6 inches, Chickasaw County engineer Roman Lensing estimated some 100 spots on county roads that needed attention in the wake of the flooding. At one time, that included 59 road closures. Lensing says as of Tuesday afternoon, all 59 road closures in the county were open to traffic. He notes that 56 out of the 59 were opened on or before last Friday. Lensing adds that there are still several hundred locations that will need some attention and or rock. He also advises that areas that have been repaired are likely soft compared to undamaged portions, so he encourages the public to drive with caution. A Northeast Iowa woman found guilty last month for causing the death of a child in her care over 3 years ago has filed an appeal of her sentencing that could keep her behind bars for the rest of her life. In May 2023, 70-year-old Shirley Weber of Cresco was charged with child endangerment causing death, a Class B felony punishable by up to 50 years in prison. According to the criminal complaint, Weber was operating an unlicensed daycare on June 28, 2022, when she placed a 16-month-old boy in his car seat and only fastened the top buckle. However, the toddler slid down in the car seat and was choked by that top buckle. He died July 1, 2022. On July 11th of this year, after a 5-day trial, a Howard County jury returned a guilty verdict against Weber. The defense then filed motions for an arrest of judgment and a new trial for Weber, arguing the verdict was contrary to the weight and sufficiency of evidence and that she did not receive a fair and impartial trial. On Monday, Howard County District Court Judge Richard Stokel denied Weber's motions before sentencing her to serve up to the maximum of 50 years in prison, despite almost 20 letters in support of leniency for Weber. Weber does get credit for time served, and the sentence does not set a minimum amount of prison time to be served before she is considered for parole. On Tuesday, defense counsel filed an appeal of the judgment and sentence against Weber with the Iowa Supreme Court. Trial proceedings are underway for a man accused of murdering a teenager last seen in Northeast Iowa over 8 years ago. In August 2024, the Winnesee County Sheriff's Office arrested 66-year-old James Bachmerski in connection with the death of Jade Colvin. Investigators allege he was brought to Bachmerski's home near Decorah in March 2017, with the last known text messages sent by the 15-year-old and received by anyone on March 30th of that year. She has not been spoken with or seen by any family or friends since. Bachmerski has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder, a Class B felony, and his trial began Monday in Winnesee County District Court. The prosecution's exhibit list against Bachmerski includes photos that allegedly show Colvin shooting a gun on March 26, 2017, her being at Pizza Ranch on March 27, 2017, and at a brush fire on March 28, 2017, all in the Decorah area. Bachmerski remains held without bond in the Winnesee County Jail. Iowa Caregivers just launched a new landing page on their website to collect and share stories from certified nursing assistants, home care and hospice aides, direct support professionals, and other direct care workers, as well as family caregivers. Elizabeth Buck, chair with the Iowa Caregivers Board of Directors, says, "Most people have no idea who direct care workers are until they need one to provide care and support for a loved one or themselves. The vital work they do helps older Iowans and people with disabilities to live independently, reducing the likelihood for institutional care. They also provide backup for family caregivers who are still employed and can't be there for mom, grandpa, or a child with special needs 24/7. Stories on the website include Cindy Raymer, a certified nursing assistant in Denver, who says, "I was assisting a resident to prepare to go to the hospital due to testing. She had cancer. A newer staff member assisting me stated, 'I can tell how much you care. It made me feel good that she recognized I love caregiving.'" Emily Falk is a home health and hospice aide in Decorah. She says in her story, "My long-term home health patient went to hospice patient care. Gaining her love and trust years before her final days was key to our relationship as patient and caregiver, which turned into more of a family and friend relationship. It's neat to still have an amazing relationship with her family to this day. She was my cheerleader through my pregnancies and was a part of planning my wedding day. She was truly family." In addition to the estimated 40,000 to 65,000 direct care workers, there are 330,000 unpaid family caregivers in Iowa, according to AARP Iowa. The city of Nashua wants violators to chicken out in regards to the city code, which bans the fowl in city limits. A City of Nashua Facebook post gives notice to residents that, due to several calls and concerns about chickens within city limits, please note that the number of chickens you can have on any property is zero. In the event you are not abiding by this ordinance, you will be fined. The post also includes a copy of the city's code under Chapter 55 for Animal Protection and Control, which includes language regarding livestock. It reads, "It is unlawful for a person to keep livestock within the city except by written consent of the council. The provision shall not apply to owners of agricultural land land located within city limits. However, it shall not exempt said owners from provisions relating to dangerous animals, dogs, and cats. The code defines livestock as an animal belonging to the bovine, caprine, equine, ovine, or porcine species, ostriches, rees, and emus, farm deer, or poultry. Fines for violating the city code in Nashua range from $500 for the first offense, with $750 fines for second and subsequent offenses. Contact the city of Nashua with questions. Tonight on 95.1 The Bull, it's Hawk Talk with Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. Saturday, it's the Iowa football season opener against the Albany Great Danes. Pregame coverage at 3 p.m., kickoff at 5. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.